May I speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Last week's gospel had Jesus telling Nathanael that he would see greater things. In fact, said Jesus, I am telling you the solemn truth. You shall see heaven open and God's angels going up and down upon the Son of Man. Jesus would be like Jacob's ladder, the means of movement between heaven and earth, the seen and the unseen. Jesus assures Nathanael that as his disciples, he will see the coming of the salvation of creation. And John leads us forward into our understanding of whom Jesus is and his purpose. Today's gospel takes place in Nathanael's hometown of Cana, the wedding of Nathanael's friends, and this wedding will be the occasion of the first of the great signs to come, the changing of water into wine. Wine is a part of any celebration, the substance that brings together people in joyous celebration. Weddings are occasions for joining together in a great affirmation of life. Their vows will take them into the future with promises of greater things, of children, of prosperity, of fulfillment and hope. In the customs of the time, the best wine was served first. Toasts are made, the importance of the union recognized with the best wine possible. But as we know, the wine runs out. The wine vats are empty, and the celebration is threatening to descend into humiliation and embarrassment for the host. At this point in our parable, Jesus enters into the problem, encouraged by his mother Mary. Jesus is reluctant. The people will not understand. The time is not right. But he directs the chief steward to fill the empty jars allocated for the Jewish purification rites with water. And Mary importantly says, do whatever he tells you. From these highly symbolic jars, wine will be drawn, and it will not be wine held back until the party members are too intoxicated to tell the difference between good and bad wine. The wine that emerges is the very best. The good wine has been held back until the last. The Jewish purification rites are to be spiritually renewed by the blood of Christ. The failure of Israel to fulfill Israel's covenant with God has been replaced. No more sacrifices, no more pious displays of religiosity, no more hair-splitting compliances with ritual observation and practices not adhered to in private but professed publicly. The temple rituals that constitute Israel's expression of the divine covenant will be replaced by Jesus. The redeemed individual human being becomes the new resident of God, the new temple. Israel has been unable to fulfill its part of the bargain with God, but God has not abandoned Israel, and along with all humanity, needs now to accept Christ as the only requirement to return to God by grace, not by righteous, shallow adherence to the law. This is indeed a great thing. This is a new world, a new understanding of God. A God who enables the celebration of a wedding by providing the wine. A God not far away, but himself in attendance, joining in the celebration. God has declared more clearly, more fully, his love for humankind and creation. The parable of the wedding at Cana is the first great sign of Jesus' public ministry. Nathanael was promised greater things, and Jesus delivers that promise quickly and personally at the wedding of his friends. Moses' first miracle was turning water into blood to show the power of God and the power of God's chosen people in their adherence to God's law. But now Christ brings something closer to God, God's Spirit. And it is the Spirit of love, the first sign at a wedding celebration. We have all been to weddings and have immersed ourselves into the celebration. It's a party. The drink makes sure that everyone enjoys themselves. Perhaps not very many people at the wedding in Cana would have been too concerned about where the wine came from, just that it was there and available. The wedding guests certainly would not have been aware that they were part of the first signs of God's salvation of the world. God is always acting within the ordinary, with tremendous profundity. If we expand the wedding metaphor into life, we are happy when things are going well, but give little thought to life's meaning and purpose when things are going well. As Christians, we go to church, we read our Bibles, we pray, we receive the Eucharist, all in a routine manner, perhaps not embracing just how important these things really are with regard to our quality of life and to the health and well-being of the community within which we live. The life of Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit, the grace of God are all ways of describing the reality of God moving within our lives, invigorating, renewing, inspiring, guiding, and supporting us through the valley of death. As the wine enlivens the wedding feast, so too does the practice of our faith enrich and enable our lives to be more than we imagine. We as followers of Christ are part of the salvation that God has put in place through the life of Christ. Our faith has deeper significance than just the personal. There are cosmic and divine significance to every act of faith of every person who chooses to follow God. You go to church every Sunday. Your neighbor does not, but your neighbor knows you do. Seeds are planted. You influence, even if you are unaware of your own influence. Nothing done to the glory of God is ever lost, ever. The Holy Spirit magnifies acts of faith. God knows the quiet sacrifices you make in His name. Heaven rejoices at the enduring patience of a parent's love for their children, at the vocational commitment of a nurse for her patient, for the street cleaner who takes pride in keeping their community clean, or for the teacher who stays up late marking their pupils' work so that they get the timely feedback they need to develop. When ordinary things are done in faith, for the love of God, and for one another, there are ramifications all around us, most of which we are not aware. All of last year at the Greenwich Winter Night Shelter, there would appear each Friday afternoon at around 5 o'clock, a plate of freshly baked cookies or fudge. I had no idea who was doing this and began to ask questions. And it seems a young girl working on her Duke of Edinburgh Award was doing all this baking, thinking that it might bring a little pleasure into the life of a homeless person. A simple act of kindness, uncomplicated, not at all self-seeking, just an idea that was followed through with love and kindness. I have met this young lady, and she continues to bake for the night shelter. But this simple act is leading her into greater, more profound understanding about how we should live our lives. When we act in faith, we open more and more of the kingdom of God. When we act in faith, we reach deeper and deeper into ourselves. When we share and give according to our faith, we authenticate its truth and glorify its reality. It simply won't do to see the things that Jesus did and the stories about him in this gospel and others as a pleasant but imaginary legend. Things that didn't really happen, but which illustrate some supposedly deeper, more spiritual truth. The whole point of the signs is that they are moments when heaven and earth intersect with each other. And that is what the Jews believed happened in the temple. And this is why the purification jars are significant to the meaning of the parable. They are a sign that God is doing a new thing from within the old Jewish system. The bringing purification to Israel and the world in a whole new way. The point is not that they are stories which couldn't have happened in real life, but are stories which point away from earth to a heavenly reality. This is what all acts of faith are doing. They are pointing towards a heavenly reality. A young girl's baking of fudge for the delight of a homeless person is an act of faith pointing to the kingdom of God, whether it is recognized as such or not. The transformation from water to wine is, of course, meant by John to signify the effect that Jesus can have on people's lives. He came, as he says later, that we might have life in all its fullness. But we need to remember that that transformation only came when the servants took Mary's words seriously. When we act in faith, when we do whatever Jesus tells you, great things come about. New ways of being are discovered. The kingdom of God moves a little closer. As pilgrims, we move forward and grow a little more. The truth of Christ becomes a little clearer. Amen.